more missiles for Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukraine's President Zelensky, in a virtual address to the UN Security Council Tuesday, calling for a war crimes trial against Russian soldiers who've committed atrocities.
Show all the other potential war criminals in the world how they will be punished.
In response, the U.S. sending up to $100 million worth of Javelin anti-tank missiles and promising new sanctions from both the U.S. and its European allies. But General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told the House Armed Services Committee yesterday no amount of sanctions would have stopped Putin from invading Ukraine.
It's been a long-standing objective of Putin, and candidly, short of the commitment of U.S. military forces into Ukraine proper, not sure he was deterrable.
And General Milley told the House members he believes the war in Ukraine will drag on for years. No known connection to the war, but police in Bucharest say a car has slammed into the gates of the Russian embassy in the Romanian capital and caught fire. One person is dead. Workplace violence in Anderson, South Carolina, where the sheriff says three people have been shot and wounded, one of them critically at a pipe factory. The gunman, reported to be a former employee, took his own life. A Georgia woman killed Tuesday when a tornado ripped into her home in Bryan County, Georgia. Earlier storms killed a man in Texas, where power is out for more than 50,000 customers. Storm damage also reported in North Carolina. Meteorologist Rich Otto at the National Weather Service says Wednesday could bring more severe weather to the southeast U.S.
Pay attention and be on the lookout for the potential for a severe thunderstorm or tornadic thunderstorm, and you may have to take shelter.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Senate compromised to provide more money for coronavirus vaccines and tests has stalled.
Democrats and GOP negotiators in the Senate thought they had a deal, $10 billion to pay for COVID treatments, vaccines, and research. But when it came to vote on starting debate on the measure, Republicans withheld support. They're demanding it include an amendment that would keep President Biden from lifting Trump-era curbs on migrants entering the U.S. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki issued a statement saying the vote's a step backward for our ability to respond to this virus. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he thinks the amendment will be added to the bill. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Biden ordering a new national research push on long COVID, directing federal agencies to cooperate with research that's already underway at the National Institutes of Health and to support people dealing with the mysterious condition that strikes some COVID patients. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll announce unprecedented actions on Wednesday to deter migrants coming to Texas. The governor has already sent thousands of state troopers and National Guard members to the border. Now he says he'll go even further after the Biden administration announced it will end Title 42. Another state on the verge of enacting a near total ban on abortion.
Oklahoma could soon make abortions illegal except to save the life of the mother. Under the proposed law, which has passed Oklahoma's House and Senate, abortion providers could face felony charges punishable by up to 10 years in prison or a $100,000 fine for performing the procedure. Groups like the ACLU of Oklahoma and Oklahoma Call for Reproductive Justice warn women could be left without any place to seek what they are calling basic health care in their state. The state's Republican Governor Kevin Stitt has vowed to sign, quote, every piece of pro-life legislation that comes to his desk. Sean Langel, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.